You know, I was very proud of my data and analytics team. They were largely veterans of the Obama campaigns, 08, 12, and then we brought in new people and brought in a lot of, new expertise to build the sort of next generation. And we had a lot of help from some people in Silicon Valley as well. And what we thought we were doing, here's the arena we were playing in, was going to like Obama 3.0, you know, better targeting, better messaging, and the ability to both turn out our voters as we identified them and to communicate more broadly with voters. Here's what the other side was doing, and they were in a different arena. Through content farms, through an enormous investment in falsehoods, mm-hmm. fake news, call it what you will.
How about lies?
Lies are really, that's a good word too. the other side was using content that was just flat out false mm-hmm. and delivering it in a very personalized way. You know, both sort of above the radar screen and below. And I, you know, look, I'm not a text expert by any stretch of the imagination. That really influenced the information that people were relying on. And there have been some studies done since the election that if you look, let's pick Facebook, if you look at Facebook, the vast majority of the news items posted were fake. They were connected to, as we now know, the 1,000 Russian agents who were involved in delivering those messages. They were connected to the bots that are just out of control. We see now this new information about Trump's Twitter account being populated by millions of bots. It was such a new experience. I understand why people on their Facebook pages would think, oh, Hillary Clinton did that. I did not know that. Well, that's going to affect my opinion about her. And we did not engage in false content. We may have tried to put every piece of information in the best possible light and explanations, but we weren't in the same category as the other side.
But